We were just talking. Number one, we found out yesterday Chuck's sister lives three blocks from where we're at. We'd never heard of Thomasville. We found out just a while ago that John lives in the cinder block building, lives in the next town, and just invited us to his church. Coincidence? If I hadn't talked to God, maybe. But I told God, find us a church.
Amen.
Yes.
Our realtor from Montgomery called us this morning. We got an offer on our home. About 8,000 more than we had even thought we would get.
Amen.
God wants us to tell him what we want.
Talk to him.
He cares. He loves.
Yeah.
He wants us to just say, okay. I know one of the terms in that book was vision beyond
resources.
Vision beyond your resources.
Always.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a vision if you can just pick up and make it happen. It has to be beyond what you can do.
Amen.
That makes it God. That makes it
God.
He is good. He wants us to just have that relationship
with
Him. Amen.
Yeah. So right now, while I'm talking, my vision, Bible school.
Yes.
The week following the parade and all of that, we're going to do it. We're going to focus on heroes for Jesus.
Amen.
People in the Bible that had a vision, they had an intimate relationship, and they pushed whatever they humanly wanted to do, and they followed Jesus with courage and faith and hope.
Amen.
So, just
going to be good.
We're just so very, very thankful. It's been a journey. And we give God the glory wherever we go.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Thank you.
Anybody else? You know, that vision beyond our resources equals faith.
Right.
Equals faith. In that circle of prayer, the book we read, it says, put what you want before you and pray about it and pray about it and pray about it.
Amen.
Sincerely, pray about it.
Yes.
And the Lord will work it out. And He has.
We think when we pray that a lot of us, that has to go way, way out there somewhere. But the things of God is of the Spirit and not of the flesh. And we have to realize that when we pray in the Spirit and we talk to Jesus, that the Spirit of God has been sent to us by Jesus and the Holy Ghost to communicate the things that we can't really get out as a person in the flesh. But the Spirit bears witness. And, you know, I sit out there and just look out over the mountain and just talk to God in the Spirit. And, you know, the more you talk to Him, the more you're going to get to know Him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had a vision on this mountain 15 years ago. And nobody knows what I personally went through to have this built. I mean, not everybody wanted a church up here. In fact, there was quite a few that didn't want a church on this mountain. But we prevailed because when you have a vision, then God will supply the resources. So we bought two lots here and had an old trailer, motor home that was built around, had that all moved out. And Randolph and James.
Steve.
We just kept trusting and believing. Didn't know where the money was coming from. Didn't know where the help was going to come from. And I remember James Carrico, you come up to me and you said, preacher, I ain't got much money, but I can work and I'm willing to help get this church built. And so anyway, God always, I think God has given all of you a vision of some kind.
Yes.
Not going to be the same vision as I have, or Jim, or anybody else, or Joe Ellen. It's not going to probably be the same, but you have a vision. And like Brother Jim said, just go with it. Because your faith is going to put the resources in action.
Right.
Your faith is going to put the resources in action. Whoa, what a good testimony.
Yeah.
Good testimony.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Anybody? All right. Well, let's get our songbook. And let's sing this good old song, page 354. Page 354. I know who holds tomorrow. And you know, tomorrow can be pretty frightening when you think about it, especially when you get to be old like I am. It can be frightening, but once you understand that Jesus has tomorrow already,
yep.
It's already a done deal. Yep. And we can trust Him in all of His decisions. Talking about moving, you know, God spoke to me just as plain as day and said, son, you spent your last week, month in Jacksonville, Florida. Your work is done. Isn't that what He spoke to you too, Pastor Nikki?
Three times His Spirit said, it's time to go. It's time to go. It's time to go.
So we had a parsonage full of furniture. Parsonage full of everything. Had our motor home. And then
shed.
I had a brand new shed full of stuff. And you know how we men can collect stuff.
And the little
G-new. And women. And
a little G-new.
But anyway.
And a buzz.
We moved everything right before I had this right knee replacement.
Right.
And brought a lot of stuff up here, and Philip and Joe Ellen let us park in under their shelter. And
she had a spaghetti dinner ready for us.
Yes. And God supplies the resources. He supplies the resources.
Just went bing, 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 bing.
And mm-hmm. So it's a little scary, though. You know, when you start moving, you got all this stuff. And if you advertise to sell something, people want you to just give it to them. They don't want to give you nothing for it. But I thank God that our motor home and everything is on a piece of property we bought in a little RV resort. Well, it's a big one. And we just slid it in and packed up and come on home to West Virginia.
It's about like this. So we have two camps.
Amen. All right, let's sing this song. I know who holds tomorrow. And I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, nor its skies. They turn to gray. I don't worry for the future,
So I know what Jesus said, and today I'll walk beside Him, for He knows, what is ahead. Beneath things about tomorrow, I don't see, don't understand. It's getting brighter as the golden says I climb. Every bird getting lighter. Every cloud is silver bright. There's a sun is already shining. There no tears will give me eyes.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
At the end of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky. Oh, understand.
With the Lord Jesus to write this, and to know that whatever he went through, Jesus would be right there holding his hand. One day we're going to meet him. We know he's in heaven, but how wonderful to have this song to encourage us.
Absolutely. Have y'all ever had times when you just were fearful about tomorrow?
Yes.
You thought about your health, and you thought about finances, or about family problems, and you just fear would just David said, he talked about sudden fear, and it just jumps on you. And but you know, we have someone we can go to. That's why Jesus, he says, talk to me, talk to me.
That reminds me of that sudden fear. I was living in Burke, Virginia. I had reconciled with my first husband, and I had our little boy I was raising. And I met his fourth grade school teacher, who was a born-again Christian. And she took me to a Pentecostal church in Washington, D.C. one evening. And when I left the church, I mean, the church was full of worship and people speaking in tongues and some going around the church, and I thought it was all wonderful. Well, I picked up a tract on my way out and got home and read the tract, and it said, If you do not speak in tongues, you do not have the Spirit of God. And if you don't have the Spirit of God, you're on your way to hell. Well, I knew the scriptures pretty well by that time, but I'd only been a Christian for a couple of years. And I went to bed that evening and fell asleep for 2 hours, and then boing, woke wide awake, sat up in bed, and that fear came all over me. And I went downstairs, and I got my Bible, and I tucked myself into the cushions of the sofa where they surrounded me, and I went to the Lord for answers. And the Lord gave me the assurance and the comfort that even though I didn't speak in tongues, I was full of his Spirit, and he and I were one. And I talked to that school teacher the next day, and she said, oh, I'm sorry that my church had those tracts there. I don't believe that way either. But that sudden fear, and the point, the reason I brought that up was, well, you reminded me. But the comfort that you can find when you seek the Lord with all your heart and get into the Word, get that foundation so that you know that you know that you know. And the book of 1 John is one of the best to read over and over and over. The book of John and the book of 1 John. For that assurance, and of course his Spirit is in you, reassuring you that you are his.
Amen.
So that, I think that's the worst fear, is feeling anxious about whether you are safe eternally.
Well, we know that you must be born again.
Amen.
To enter into the kingdom of God. Now, that's why we have our different denominations. It's because some can take a scripture and add or take away, and
I think maybe we as a church have run more people away from God than we've brought to God with our doctrine.
And I am
thoroughly convinced that when you repent of your sins and you earnestly believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, you don't have to have all the answers, but you've got to have the faith to believe that the Word of God is true. And those that believe upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus, His first message was to repent and seek the kingdom of God. And so when you're born again, the Bible says that the Spirit comes into you. You don't have the baptism of the Spirit, but you have God's Spirit working in you. And you are on your way to heaven. And the Spirit of God, that's His job, is to get us to our destination. The Father, the Son, has given us the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says that we are sealed until that day of redemption. Mm-hmm. When all things will be made new. No more sickness, and no more dying, and no more crying, no more sadness, no more brokenness. I'm telling you, we have the promises of God that if we repent and receive Christ into our life, we are saved and we're on our way to heaven.
Amen.
Praise God. And you know, you can seek God every day all your life. You're still not going to get everything.
Amen.
We get it all when we get there, but we can get some of it here. There's a song that we're going to sing on page 23. I love this song. It says, "When the Savior Reached Down for Me." Page 23. I'm so glad I come to church this morning, aren't you?
Amen.
Joe, it's good to see you. God bless your heart.
I got it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Alright, here we go.
Soul was astray from the heavenly way, and was wretched and bound as could be. But my Savior in love gave me peace, joy, and love when He reached down His hand for me. When my Savior reached down for me, when He reached down His hand for me, oh yeah, I was lost and undone without God or His Son. When He reached down His hand, oh, thank You, Lord. Love You, Lord. I was nearing despair when He came to me there, and He showed me that I could be free. Then He lifted up my feet, gave me glory complete when He reached down His hand for me. When He reached down His hand for me, when He reached down His hand for me, oh yes, I was lost and undone without God or His Son. When He reached down His hand for me, how my heart doth rejoice since I made Him my choice. From the tempest to Him now I flee. Now I lean on His arm. I'm secure from all harm. he reached down his hand for me. When he reached down his hand for me, when he reached down his hand for me, I was lost and I was done with a God for his son. When he reached down his hand for me, sing that last verse. Let's sing this slow and let's let this sink into our spirit. Since the Lord gave me peace, heavenly joys never cease. Lord, I give all my life unto thee. Got my feet, hold my hand, grant with thee I may stand. For you reached down your hand for me. When he reached down his hand for me, when he reached down his hand for me, I was lost and I'm done without God or his son. When he reached down his hand for me. Thank you, Lord.
He's always the one that initiates, isn't it? He's the one that comes.
Yes. I've never forgot what my life was before Jesus came into my heart. I haven't forgot, and I believe that a lot of times that we may go back on the Lord is because we forget. I've not forgot how empty I was. And nothing satisfied me. The more I gained, the more empty I was. So I tried to find it in everything. I tried, and you know, the pleasures of sin is for a season. But sin always brings death. There'll come a time when the things that you used to enjoy, you don't enjoy them no more. So you try a little something else, or maybe a little more of this, or a little more of that. And I can remember not being able to sleep at night. I remember what it was like to be in fear all the time.
Amen.
And now I remember that these 33 years walking with Jesus have been the best years of my life.
Amen.
And I want to say that my happiest times has been going into nursing homes, seeing this church here built one in Jacksonville. But the time that I spend on this mountain has been so precious to me. I'm praying God will give me a few more years. But whatever He does, I'll be satisfied with. forget. And you know another thing? Don't forget people that's been nice to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we can forget about people that's given and people that's helped us and people that's went the extra mile for us. And then when things start coming in good and things are going good, we sort of forget about the ones that were faithful. And I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to forget none of your hard work, none of your giving. I am not going to forget, because you know what? If I forget, then I'm liable not to treat you the way I should treat you.
Amen.
And we've got to continue to remember those that have labored among us. Every time I stand up here, I look at the inside of this church and remember all the hard work. Remember the people that gave money for the pews, and the same people that made this carpet's going to fix the floor and then the youth building, the 13th. No, I'm not going to forget. I can tell you, God's not going to forget your work of labor either.
No.
Sometimes we wonder, God, where are you? Well, He's the same place He's always been. Right with us. Right with us.
Amen.
Today I'm going to be bringing a message. And I wrote something down here 8 years ago that was in my heart. And I hope you can remember this. Are you working God around your schedule, or your schedule around God? That's something that we need to always remember. We can be so busy that we work God around our busy schedule. But you know the important thing, put God first and everything else will fall in place. Going to be talking this morning about the price tag. Now, everything we buy has a price tag. And I just enjoy sometimes going into a store and I see, especially ladies, us men, we don't do a whole lot of shopping. But I see, I like to watch people, and I can see the ladies, they'll walk up to the thing full of clothes and they'll start looking for the price tag. You know, they'll look for the price tag before they look at the product real good. Because they want to see if they're going to get a bargain or not.
That's right.
They want to see if it's on sale. They want to see how much it's discounted. And I've always said that all these things that you see that's on sale, they've been marked up.
Oh, yeah.
And when you get the sale price, you're paying what they wanted in the first place.
Right.
Amen? But, you know, it seems like everything... And most people have a price tag. And we're going to be talking about the price of Jesus, the price He's paid, and we're going to talk about the price that we have to pay. Because to be an honest, true Christian following Jesus, it's going to cost you.
That's right.
Sometimes it'll cost you your family. Sometimes it'll cost you your finances. Sometimes it'll cost you your health. But there is a price to pay for being a Christian. You can't buy your salvation. You can't pay, let's make a deal with Jesus to be saved. But the cost to us is a life that's surrendered to God.
Amen.
Surrender to God means that you're willing to change your ways and do it God's way. And the best thing you can do is pray and talk to the Lord to find out which way He would want you to go before you go in a way and you look back and you see it wasn't really God and you've went down a road that's hard to get back.
Amen.
So we're going to go to Matthew 13th chapter. We're going to read two scriptures here. Matthew 45 and 46. This is Jesus speaking. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls. And that reminds me of us. We're all seeking. We're all looking for something that we don't have. A merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. And that right there shows me that when we are really, our eyes is open to how precious and the price that Jesus paid for us to be saved, how that we are willing. I remember when I got saved, I didn't care about nothing except telling other people that Jesus saved me. I went door knocking that same day in my neighborhood. I decided I was fixing to go to a little missionary Baptist church. Boy, I got saved on that Friday morning. I went knocking on doors that Friday all afternoon. Saturday, knocking on doors, inviting people to a church I'd never been. There was something about, I had something that I had never had before. I had a peace, I had a joy, I had something that was for real. I didn't have to get drunk up, I didn't have to go out and be a whoremonger. I didn't need all those things. I found that pearl of great price in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You can find it too.
Yes.
Because I tell you, what would it profit a person if we gained the whole world and lost our soul? It's going to take Jesus for us to go to heaven. It's going to take Jesus and only Him to get us into heaven. God's plan was for His Son to come and to be a man. Can you think about the Son of God that come through a woman's womb to come into this world as a baby, helpless baby? Listen, you got to remember that Jesus lowered Himself.
Yeah.
He lowered Himself. He was a little baby sucking on His mother's breast, helpless, at the mercy of everything. The devil tried to get rid of Him many times. But the pearl of great price, the merchant, when he saw this one pearl, his eyes was opened that it was worth more than anything he had. So he went and sold it all. Church, are we willing to give it all up for Jesus? I think not. I think that many of us are not willing to give up the things that we own. There was a rich young ruler that come to Jesus and wanted to know how he could come into the kingdom of God. And he'd been a good man. He had done all the right things growing up. And then when he got to Jesus, Jesus said, "There's one thing you lack. Go and sell what you have. And give it to the poor." And the man walked away. I don't know whether he made it into heaven or not. You know, some of us try to decide who goes to heaven and who went to hell. You don't know. I don't know. Only God knows.
Right.
It can be the last breath and a person can be saved and born again into the family of God right at the dying breath. But there's many more that go to hell because something happened so quick. A massive heart attack, an automobile accident. You know, things happen. And so the pearl of great price is Jesus Christ. And let me say this. Many times prices are slashed. The items are on sale. The price tag changes. But the price for our salvation was the highest price, the ultimate price. It couldn't be changed. You won't find it on sale. There was no substitution. You couldn't go and trade it for something better. It couldn't be exchanged. The price tag for sin is death, and Jesus had to give his to purchase us.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, amen, amen, amen. Mm-hmm. The cost to us. We know what it's cost Jesus. Now, what's it going to cost us? Matthew 16 and 26. Let's turn over there. 16:26. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? A life surrendered to Jesus Christ will cost us everything. Now, does that mean you have to give up everything that God's given you? Does it mean that you're supposed to be a beggar? I know a lot of people, and I've experienced this over the years of preaching here and there, and people don't think the pastor or the preacher ought to have anything nice. No, God wants you to have nice things. God wants to give you good things. God's not going to withhold any good thing from you. But a life surrendered to Christ cost us everything. I had a choice to make 26 years ago. I had a daughter and her husband. They were going to a church. I won't call the name of it. But the pastor was so against the gifts of the Spirit that he taught the congregation that speaking in tongues is of the devil, shouting is of the devil. You're supposed to go and sing three songs and hear a prepared message and all this. But they convinced my daughter and my son-in-law that I was of the devil. Now, when I was approached with that, I couldn't even take the grandchildren out to go get an ice cream, because they said, we do not want you taking that devilish spirit and teaching our grandchildren. I had a choice. I could stop being who I was, who God made me, or I could follow Jesus and lose my relationship with my daughter. Not only my daughter, my grandchildren. And we've got great-grandchildren I've never laid my eyes on. And that's hard.
Yes,
that's hard. But you've got to be willing, Jim, to give it all up. Randolph, you got to give it all to God. And let Him help you get through the hurt, the disappointments, and the heartaches.
Amen.
And there will be. There will be heartaches. There will be disappointments. There will be times when you were just tempted to deny the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Peter denied Jesus. And you know, we think he's so awful for doing that. But listen, we have denied the Lord from time to time ourselves. Matthew 16:26 talked about what would it profit to gain the whole world. I do miss seeing my grandchildren and great-grandchildren grow up. I miss that. I really do. But you know, I've come too far to turn back now. I've come too far. I was called to make a choice. I pray that none of you have to do that. Because you really don't know what you would do. We really don't know what we will do. We can look and see a situation in other Christians' lives and things that you'd say, well, I do it this way. I do it. You don't know what you would do. But you just have to have the faith that Jesus will see you through.
That's right.
And that He'll take care of the situation.
Yep.
My prayer every day before I lay my head down and sleep, is God, I want to see my family saved. I want those beautiful little grandchildren and great-grandchildren that's growing up and now they soon be married again and all that. God, just, I want to pray you take them to heaven.
Yes.
I pray for them to go to heaven. 1 Corinthians 6:20. For ye have bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are God's. The Bible teaches us that God knew us before we was even formed in our mother's womb. That's a mind blower. Mm-hmm. What was we like? Yeah, I think about things like that. If He knew me before I was even born, that means I've been around a long time. I've been around a long time, Brother Jim. You have too.
Amen.
Before He even shaped us in our mother's womb, He knew us.
We're old spirits, right?
Huh?
Our spirits. Old spirits.
Old spirits. Our job is to glorify God and to realize we're still just people. And that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And all it takes is saying, I'm sorry, and I need your help, God, not to do this over and over. That's all it takes. I think we all got things in our life that we're not pleased with. Pastor Dickie, would you go ahead and play something? I think probably all of us in here today has got things we're not pleased with in our life. And things that we know that we can hide from people. But we also, we realize we can't hide it from God.
That's right.
And I have things that I ask God every day to help me with.
Amen.
Yes.
And that, you know what He does best? He helps.
Yep.
He helps. And that little clip right there. You ever thought what it'd be like to be back when He walked the earth and you just walk up to Him and say, Jesus, could I get me a big old bear hug?
Amen.
Amen. Everything we buy has a price tag. If we want it bad enough, we're willing to pay for it, aren't we?
Amen.
And if we think it's too high, most of the time we won't buy it. Well, I tell you, Jesus paid the ultimate price. And we're going to have to surrender all to Him. I'll give you the invitation today. I don't know how many more times I can bring the word, Kathy. I don't know how many more days I have to be with Nikki. I'm the happiest man that I know of. Because I don't have anything holding me back. Got a wonderful church family up here. Got a nursing home service Tuesday. Thursday, they invited me to come to Princeton and speak at the National Day of Prayer. I thought that's quite an honor. But I know the time is running out for all of us. And I know this. It would be a shame to die an unhappy, empty person after all you've been through in this world. To go out of this world without Jesus would be, wouldn't be the most horrible thing that ever happened to us. Are you ready to pay the price? Would you come? Those of you that are listening to our service today, would you come? We had a man and a caretaker that started listening to our radio broadcast in Beckley. His wife died 3 months ago, the older man. And they were afraid that he was going to commit suicide. So we went to his house. Took our music and played our music, and Nikki played the violin, we sang, we talked a little while. And the man got back on the right track. Listen, beloved, if you're on the wrong track, you need to come to Jesus today. Would you come? Would you come? So precious. I'm so happy that we could meet together. I'd like to tell you I love you too. I really do. The old song, I left my heart in San Francisco. When I go down this mountain, I leave my heart. Great things happening on this mountain, along with some big challenges. But Jesus Christ is Lord of Indian Meadows. Glory to God. Thank you, Pastor. So mine's clear. Keep us in your prayers. I know a lot of you can't be here Wednesday night. And like I say, if it's only Nikki and me, we're going to have church. We're going to have church. You see, that's what you do with the vision. You have faith and you step out. You don't have to wait until you know you're going to have a people coming. And just like Sister Kathy stepping out in faith with the Vacation Bible School. We don't know. We didn't know last year. And back when nobody was getting any shots, there was nothing. Nothing then, was there? And had all those kids and not one of them got sick. They ain't going to get sick this year either.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
All right, let's stand and keep us in your prayers. Let's have a good week. We have copies of last Sunday's service here. All right, let's sing her song.